Thank you very much for coming so early. And we are on Amud Beis. We're dealing with the fact that in Eved Kenani, there are really two things going on with an Eved Kenani. On the one hand, an Eved Kenani is the personal property of his Adon, of his master. On the other hand, the Eved Kenani has a personal status of, you know, which is limited. He's not a full-fledged Jew. But it's possible to actually divide these two things. And that is, the Eved Kenani can be made hefker. The owner can say, I'm mafker, I make ownerless whatever I own. And once he makes things hefker, once he makes things ownerless, he doesn't have property rights to the Eved Kenani. But the Eved Kenani's personal status is still not yet that of a Jew. He would need a get shichrur. He would need a document freeing him to make him into a Jew. So now on Mem Beis Amud Beis, the boy Luhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Hook of get shichrur. If you have an Eved Kenani who's no longer the property of somebody because the owner made him hefker, but he's missing still the get shichrur, and that owner who made him hefker is a kohen, ochel betrumo eno ochel. Is he considered by virtue of the personal status to still be an eved, and therefore to go further, he's the eved of the kohen, and he can eat the truma because the Torah talks about kinyan kaspo, or maybe since kinyan kaspo, to be a slave who has the right to eat truma, he has to be the acquisition of his property. He's not the acquisition of property anymore, because the owner who's the kohen was mafkir him. He made him ownerless. He doesn't own him anymore. Okay, personal status, but personal status is not the same thing as monetary status. So that a question, mukav get shichur ochel betrumo reino ochel. And the question is like this, when the Torah says that an eved, who's kinyan kaspo, who's the possession of the property of the owner, can be eating truma like the owner, Amar Achmana, I love kinyan kaspo, but he's not the possession. Oh, Dilmore, maybe keeping the mechusa get shichur, since his personal status is limited, he can't marry a Yisraelis because he's missing a get shichur, kinyan kaspo karinabe, he's still called a kinyan kaspo, the acquisition of the owner is the coin. Tashma kamanir proof. We've seen this earlier. Rav Misharshia taught what happens in the following crisis. A kohenes, a woman who's a kohenes, she's married to a kohen. She becomes pregnant and she gives birth. But then in the hospital, they mix up her child with the child of her slave. Her shifcha, who can also eat truma because she's the kinyan kaspo, the possession of the kohen, that child is mixed up now with her child. So now the two kids grow up. We don't know who's who. We don't know who's the Kohen and who's the Eved. They can both eat Shuma. Because Meman of Shach, if this person is the Kohen, he can eat Shuma. If this person is the Eved, he can eat Shuma. However, when they want to get Shuma, we know that the halacha is that an Eved can't go collect Shuma at the silo unless he has his master with him. So Chok and Chelek Echad Alagor, they'd have to go together to the silos to be able to get Shuma, because maybe this one is the Eved and he can't collect on his own. He has to go with the other guy who would be possibly the master. Higdilu atarovo, so once they grow up, so now they have a problem. This guy can't marry. Maybe he's a Kohen, but on the other hand, maybe he's an Eved. If he's an Eved, he can't marry Yisraelis. So what do? Meshachrin zetzet. They free each other. He says, listen, if I'm the Eved, I can't do anything. But if I'm the Kohen, I'm freeing you. And the other one says the same. So what do you see? Here they can't be enslaved. A guy can't be enslaved because maybe he's the child. You can't enslave him. You can't say, go do work for me, because maybe he's the son and you can't enslave a Yisro. And nevertheless, he can eat Shuma. So you see that Kenyan Kaspo is true, even if it's not in a monetary sense, it's only in a religious personal status sense. One says, Hachiyashta, what's the comparison? Hasam, in the case when you have the two children, you don't know who's a kohen, who's an eved. You may not be able to practically make one work, but nevertheless, im yavo Elio v'yomer b'chad minayu de'evedu, one of them is the slave. If Elio Anavi comes and says, this is the one who is really the child of the shifcha, you know he's the slave in kinyan kaspo, he's the possession of the owner. But our question is that when there is no possession, when lav kinyan kaspo, who klal, we don't know.
Okay, another question. Ibailu, they had a question in the yeshiva. What happens like this? We know that a slave, an Eved Kenani, if he gets killed by a wild animal that is, it has a, you know, a predilection to killing, so then the owner of that animal has to pay 30 shekel as a knas, as a fine, to the master of the Eved. So he borrowed that a question in the yeshiva. Eved shemachro rabo leknas machor, o eino machor. What happens if a master sells the Eved? But he doesn't sell the Eved to Yaakov so that Yaakov can work the Eved. What he sells to Yaakov is that if this Eved gets killed, the fine of 30 shekel should be given to you. So it's only yours, and he's only yours in regards to the knas, in regards to the fine. Is that a sale or not? Tiboy the Rebbe Meir, Tiboy the Rabbanah, that's a question both according to the Rebbe Meir and according to the Rabbanah. Tiboy the Rebbe Meir, it's a question according to Rebbe Meir. Atkan lokom Rebbe Meir, adam makna dover shlobol olam. When did Rebbe Meir say you could sell something that doesn't yet exist, like this fine penalty, the money doesn't yet exist because he hasn't been killed yet? Maybe that's Ella could go and pay Ros Dekel Davidi Da'asu. Rebbe Meir says, I could sell you the tree for the fruits that it will produce, because they're going to come from the tree. However, Avol Hacha, but over here, Miyem with the Mingach, who's going to say that the slave's going to be gored? Vim Tim Talom with the Mingach, and even if he will be gored, Mimai the Mishalim, who says that the owner of the animal that gores him is going to have to pay? Because Dilma Modu Miftar, because we have a law that whenever there is a payment, which is a knas, which is a fine, Modu B'knas Potter. If the person admits to the fine before the court convicts him, then he doesn't have to pay it. So maybe he's going to admit and he won't have to pay. And therefore, maybe according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a sale. But by the Rabbanan, you could ask the question according to the Rabbanan too. Rabbanan generally say that you can't sell something which doesn't yet exist. When did the Rabbanan say you can't sell something which doesn't yet exist? Go and pay Ros Tekem. If a guy comes and says, I'm going to sell you the tree, but you won't be able to cut down the tree, you won't be able to use the tree. If the tree produces fruits, you'll get those fruits. So let the Chacham say doesn't work. Why? To hash to me a lesson, because when I'm selling him the tree, the fruits aren't there. Avalacha, but when in regards to selling the slave for the sake of the money that would be paid if the slave gets killed, Hakai short. Here you have the person. You have the ox and you have the slave. The people are here. So maybe it would work. My, what's the halacha? Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba, answer Tashma, come in here. We learned in a braisa. The Torah is talking about the slaves of Kohanim who are allowed to eat truma. The Torah says, V'yalid bayis, the slave whom he acquires and the slave who's born in the household. So matam alom, why did he have to say the slave born in the household? Im kinyan kaspa ochel. If a slave whom he acquires eats, Yilid Bayis Lakoshkin, certainly a slave born in the household is part of the family and should be able to eat Shuma. So the Gemara says like this, Ilukein Ayisiomer. If the Torah would have just said, Kenyan Kaspo, and I would have figured out Yilid Bayis based on logic, I would have said like this, maybe Kinyan Kaspo, a slave who there's some value to the slave, right? He acquired him, he was worth something, he had spent money to get him. So that's the slave who can eat Shuma. Ah, if you lead by it, so to a slave born in the household, if he's worth something, Sheesh Boshava Kesef, Ochel, that could eat Shuma. However, Minayin, Shafa Pishen Oshava Klum, how do I know that a slave who's worthless, he could also eat Shuma? That's what the Pasuk had to say, born in the household, Mikol Makom, to say any slave, even the ones born in the household and worth nothing, can eat Shuma. V'adayin an yomen, still I would say, Yilid Bayis. Even after the Torah said Yilid Bayis, I would have thought, maybe born in the household, Bein Shiesh Bo Shav HaKesef, Bein Shiesh Bo Shav HaKesef, Ochel. Whether he's worth some money or he's not worth money, he can eat Shuma. But Kinyan Kesef, but the slave who's acquired, Yesh Boshava Kesef Ochel, in Boshava Kesef Eino Ochel, he could only eat Shuma if he's worth something, but if he's not worth anything, he can't eat Shuma because he has to be Kinyan Kaspo, the acquisition of his money. He had to have spent money to get him, for him to be such a slave. Tamalom, that's what the Pasuk says, Kinyan Kaspo, and then Vialid Beso, puts together the slave acquired by his money, as well as the slave born in his household, both can eat truma. By linking the two in the same verse, it compares the two and derives one from the other to say like this, just like a slave born in the household, even though he's worthless, can eat truma. Ochel, afkinyan kaspo, so to the slave acquired, afapisheno shava klum, ochel, even though he's not worth anything, he could eat shuma. If you're going to think to say, evet shemachor rabbeleknas machor, that if a master sells the slave to somebody else, but not that that other person owns the slave, just that that other person is entitled to the 30 shekel, if that slave gets killed by an animal. And if there is such a sale, so meek avdlum is davin luknasa, so how could you ever have a slave not worth money? Because the slave could be sold for this knas payment, and that would always be worth something. So the Gemara says, well, you could have a slave who's still not worth any money. Ika eved trefa. You could have a slave who's already about to die. He's already about to die. You know, he's got bleeding in his brain. So he's going to die within a couple of days. So such a slave, even if he gets killed by an animal, there wouldn't be the knas of shloshim shekel. So there's nothing to sell. He would be able to eat truma. He still belongs. That's exactly why this pasuk said, you lit beso. And he could eat truma because he does belong to the master. So the Gemara asks, even so, even if he's a trefa, let's say he's got bleeding, and let's say his leg is cut off, but he could still serve the master, and therefore he should be worth some money. So no, it could be manuval. Maybe he's, his body is wasting away, and he looks horrible, the master doesn't want to look at him, doesn't want to see him, because it upsets him. So you could have a situation of a slave worth nothing. So again, we don't answer this question either. Third question. Ibailu that is shail in the yeshiva. Misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. We learned that there's a possibility of being half slave, half freed. And the classical case is a slave owned by partners. One partner freed his share. The other partner did not free his share. So now you have this person who's in such a difficult situation. Because he's half Jew, half not Jew. To marry a shifcha, he can't, because the Jew can't marry a shifcha. To marry a baschorin, he can't, because the eved can't marry a baschorin. So he's stuck. So what happens if this half slave, half Jew?
He's cornered. The other owner, cornered the slave, cornered half. He's already to begin with was half a Jew.
Okay.
Half on right. Half. He's cornered.
Okay. Right? Okay. In a certain way. All right. Shekidesh baschorin. He goes over to a Jewish girl, and he gives her a ring, and he says to her, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, you're married to me. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Im Tim Tzolom, if you're going to say, Ben Yisrael, Shamar Labas Yisrael, Hiskachi Lechetzi Mekudeshes. We know that in Seches Kedushin we learn that if a Jewish man goes to a Jewish girl, and he tells her, you become married to half of me, she's married, because what he means is, you'll be married to half of me, and I'm going to marry another wife, which a man's allowed to do. So the Chazi Lekule, maybe there it works, because she could marry all of him. So therefore, she can marry half of him. Ha, lo chazi lekule. But here, when you have the half slave, half Jew, the half of him can't marry the Jewess, because the slave part of him can't marry the Jewess. So therefore, it wouldn't work. Bim tim saloma, or if you want, you could say, you might try to prove it, if you're going to try to prove it from the halach of hiskachi lechetzi. I could tell you there's a difference, because there the whole thing could eventually become mekudesh, but here not. If you want to prove it from a different halacha, we know Ben Yisrael Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Again, Maseches Kedushin will tell us that if a Jewish man goes over to a woman and says, half of you is Mekudesh to me, here's a ring, and half of you are married to me, then ain't a Mekudesh es, there, she's not married. So we say the same way he can't say to a woman, half of you is married to me, so too, he shouldn't be able to say when he's a half, that I'm marrying the woman because it's only half of him. But again, maybe there's a difference. Maybe there he can't do it to Shir B'Kinyana. When he says half of you is married to me, it doesn't work, because really he could have married all of her, and he's only trying to do half and leave half of her out, so it doesn't work. But Ha'eved, but maybe in regards to the Eved, where he can't do more than half, because he is only a half, and he's trying to be Makadish with his half, maybe it should work. Lo Shir B'Kinyana is not leaving half out.
There's a difference between someone who says, I'm doing half of a job when I can do a whole job, versus someone who says, I'm doing half a job, but that's all that I could do, and I did everything that I could do. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha about a half slave, half freed man, who's trying to marry a woman? Does it work? Tashma, we'll come in here, we learned the following, Bryce. Again, if you have a wild animal, and it went, and it gored, and it killed somebody, and it turns out that the one that he killed, hey, miss me, shechetzi, yavim, shechetzi, ben chorin, it killed a half-slave, half-freed man. If the animal would have killed the slave, you, the owner, would have had to pay 30 shekel. But it killed the half-slave, half-freed man, so what do you do? No sein chatzi knas l'rabo. You give 15 shekel to the master. V'chatzi kofer li'orshim. And the other half, you give as kofar, as a payment to atone for not, you know, to atone for the fact that your animal killed, and you give it to those who inherit him.
This is life insurance, right, Rabbi?
Life insurance. It's a Torah law, Torah penalties for having an animal that goes and gores people.
And this is only good for animal, if it was killed by animal.
Yeah.
But if it was killed by another human being by accident,
then the human being gets put to death and nothing is done to him. No payments.
Okay.
Now, the amid kiddush of lav kiddushin, if you're going to say that it half slave, half Jew, can't even get married, so you're shiminali, how's he going to have inheritors who are going to get the kofar payment for his death? Rav Adabar Ahava said, maybe the case is not that the animal went and killed him. The animal aso trefa. The animal wounded him with a, made him into a trefa. The animal broke his skull, so he's going to die within a couple of days. So actually the payment is to him. My yarsha, what does it mean that half of it is a payment of his value, which is given to his inheritors? Nafsha, that means it's given to him. Amar Rava said, shtei tshuvas bedavar. Two problems with Rav Adabar Ahava's answer. Chadad Yarshav Katani. First of all, the Brisa says the payment of his value goes to his inheritors. And furthermore, what are we saying here? The animal killed somebody, but since that person is a half-slave, half-person, so there are two payments here. There's the payment of the fine of 30 shekel, which is divided in half, and then there's the payment which is normally given for killing a regular Yisrael, which is the value of the Yisrael, called kofar, and that's divided in half. One second, there's a kofar payment here. Amar Rish Lakish has said, Kofar mishtam lachar misa. Kofar is only paid once the person is dead. It's not paid once the person is mortally wounded. So you can't give an answer that the animal mortally wounded him and you're giving the kofar to him. Because if it was mortally wounded, there's no payment of kofar at all. Ela Amar Ravas, the Ravas said, the way to read the Brisa is like this. If my animal goes and gores and kills a half slave, half freed man, ra'ui litol, I have to pay 15 shekel, half of the knas payment because of the slave part. And in terms of the kofar payment, ra'ui litol, he deserves to get it. Ve'elo, but there's no one to pay it to because there's no one who will inherit him. Okay, so we haven't proven the question yet. We're back to the question. When you have a half slave, half freed man, we have a question. Can he, if he gives a ring to a woman, what happens? Or does anything happen? Maybe nothing happens. Amar Rava said like this. Kishem shamakalish chatzi isha ena mekudesh. That's the same way in a regular two full-fledged Jews. If a man goes to a woman and says, I'm marrying half of you with this ring, she's not married. Kach, so too. Chatzi yashivcha v'chatzi baschorin. If there is a woman who's a half Jewess and half slave, shenis katsha, if a man gave her a ring, ain kedusha kedushin. Her kedushin are not kedushin. Darash Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna, though, expounded and taught. Keshem shemekadish chatz isha eina mekudeshes. He also said, the same way one who tries to give a ring and marry half of a woman, nothing happened. Kachatz shifcha v'chatz baschorin shenis katsha. So too, if a Yisrael gives a ring to a half shifcha, half baschorin, so he's only trying to marry half of a woman, Eina mekudeshes, she's not married. Amar le, Rav Chizda said back to Rabbi Rav Huna, Midami, what's the comparison? Hasam, when I give a ring to a regular woman and I say half of you is married to me, so Shir Bikinyana, I could have married all of her, and I'm saying half of you is married to me, I'm leaving out half of what I could do, so it doesn't work. So So hachalo shir b'kinyanim. When I go to a woman who's a half free woman, half slave, and I say, you're married to me, I did all that I could do. I'm marrying all that I can, so it should work. So hadam okim rabba baravuna morale. So then rabba baravuna brought an amora to him, v'darish, and he said, listen, I want you to remember the following. Aaron, remember this. This is important. The pasuk says in Yeshaya that the Jewish people are going to be ignorant. Ki yitfos ish be'achiv beis aviv. A man's going to grab his brother at the house of his father, and he's going to say, simla lecha, do you have a garment? In other words, do you know the laws of Ashavas Aveda, of returning a lost garment? Katzin tiyelanu, if you do know those laws, be our officer, be our leader. V'hamachshela azos tachas yodecha, this stumbling block, is it under your hand? In other words, the Navi Yeshaya says that there's going to come a time when we're going to be looking for Torah scholars. We're going to say, are you a Torah scholar? Do you know some laws? You do? Okay, lead us. And what are Torah scholars called? People who know Hamachshela Hazos, who know the stumbling block. Stumbling block? Why would Torah be called a stumbling block? Hamachshela Hazos Tachas Yodecha. Is the stumbling block under your hand? It means like this. To learn Torah, to become a scholar, you have to be stumbling all the time, falling and making mistakes. Ein adam omid al dibrei Torah. No one succeeds to know Torah. Elim kein nichshol behen, until he first makes mistakes about it. He was machalal Shabbos, and he ate treif, and he made this mistake and that mistake. He says, I feel so bad. I made all these mistakes. I have to learn the laws. Then he gets the laws right. Then he knows the laws.
You know,
the only people who know the laws are the people who are making mistakes about the laws. So therefore, Rabba said, I want you to know I made a mistake. And it's good, because now I'm going to know the law right. Now I know that even though the halach is that if a person gives a ring to a woman and says, half of you are married to me through this ring, it didn't work. That's with a woman, because he's leaving something out. But if you go to a woman who's a half slave, half freed, and he gives her a ring and says, you're married to me with this ring, if he tries to marry her in that way, then it would work, because what I had said before was wrong. My time of why hasam shir b'kinyano in kiddushin, it doesn't work because he's leaving something out. Hachalo shir b'kinyano, here he's not leaving anything out. Amar Rav Sheshes said, just like if a man goes to a woman and gives her a ring and says, half of you is married to me, she's not married. So too, if a man gives a ring to a half slave, half freed woman, and says, you're married to me in this way, she's not married. But if a person's going to whisper to you, what do you mean she's not married? There's a whole section in the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim called Shifcha Charufa, where the Torah says if a man sleeps with a Shifcha Charufa, he has to bring a Karban Asham, and someone's going to whisper to you, "Hey, Zu Shifcha Charufa. What's a Shifcha Charufa? Zu Shechetz Shifcha V'Chatzi Bas Chorin. It's a woman who is a half slave and half free. Hamuras al Eved Ivri, who is engaged to an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry the Shifcha part two. Amabasis Rusi, so you see that the half Shifcha, half slave, half freed woman can become married. And more low, tell him like this. No, that's not a good proof. Klachetz to Rabbi Shmuel, go to Rabbi Shmuel. Shehu Omer, he used to say that the whole section of Shifcha Karufa is not talking about a half slave, half freed woman, but Shifcha Knan is Samuras al Eved Ivri. It's talking about a full fledged female Shifcha married to an Eved Ivri. Now, what do you mean? Shifcha Kanan is Basis Rusihu. Could you have Kiddushin to a woman who's a slave? Elamai Islachomim, what does he mean when he says she's Mureses, my Mureses, Miuchades? She's a Shifcha Kananis who's dedicated to this Eved Ivri. So, Achanami, so even in Shifcha Charufa, my Mureses, what does it mean, Mureses? It only means Miuchades. And maybe in Achatzi Shifcha Chafetzi Baschorin, there is no possibility of Kiddushin. What's the question?
For a woman slave and men slave?
No, we're talking, now we're just talking about a woman.
Just right now, woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amar Rav Chizda said, Chatzya shivcha v'chatzya baschorin, if a woman is a half slave and half freed, shen is kachalur uvein, then she goes and she accepts a ring and becomes mekudeshes, betrothed to Reuven. Then v'nishtachra, then that half of her that was a slave was freed. V'chazav v'nishtachra Shimon. Then she goes and accepts a ring from Reuven's brother Shimon. Umeisu shneim, and both of them die. And she doesn't have children from them, and they don't have kids from any other women. Misyabemes l'Levi, the third brother Levi, does yibum with her. Aye. How could she have yibum with Levi? She has two zikas on her. She's coming from two husbands. Eidani kori ba'esha shnei meisim. She doesn't have the status of two husbands because of the following. Because manav shach, it's one or the other. I kiddushin de Reuven kiddushin. If what Reuven did by trying to give a ring to a half shivcha, half Yisraelis worked, and there was kiddushin because he was marrying all of her, like those opinions. So then kiddushin to Shimon, lav kiddushin. When Shimon gave her a ring after she was freed, nothing happened. He kiddushin to Shimon kiddushin. But if Reuven did nothing and Shimon was a kiddushin, kiddushin to Reuven, lav kiddushin. Reuven never had accomplished any kiddushin, and therefore she is a yavama. Itmar, we learned. Chetz yeshivcha v'chatz yibaschorin. If you have a woman who's a half slave and half freed, shenis kadsha l'Reuven, that Reuven gave her a ring to make her his wife. Then v'nishtachra, then she was freed. V'chazav v'nis kadsha l'Shimon, and then his brother Shimon gives her a ring. So we have an argument about this. If Yosef bar Chamar of Nachman, that when she was freed, paku kiddushei rishon, that knocks out the kiddushin that Reuven had given her. Reb Zera or Reb Nachman, Reb Zera said that Reb Nachman was of the opinion, Gamru Kiddushei Rishon. When she's freed, the Kiddushin was completed in her, and she became fully Reuven's. Amar Reb Zera said, Kavasi didi mistabra. What I'm saying is what makes the most sense. Because the Pasuk says about a Shivcha Charufa, Lo Yumsu, the one who's sleeping with her, and she will not be put to death, Ki Lo Chupasha, for she hasn't been freed. Hachupasha, implying that if she is freed, Yumsu, they are put to death, because if she was freed, she's fully his wife, and when she's fully his wife, someone who sleeps with her is sleeping with a married woman, he gets put to death. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said, what do you mean? Ula Tana de Be'er Bishmael, but according to Tana de Be'er Bishmael, the Amar B'Shifcha Kanani, someone who rests Levit Ivri, who says that the whole section in Parshas Kedoshim is not talking about a half slave, half freed woman. It's talking about a full-fledged slave woman who is dedicated to an Eved Ivri. So Hachanami said, doesn't mean there the Kichupasa, if she'd be freed, Yumsu, they're put to death. What do you mean they're put to death? There was no Kiddushin that would finish. Elamai Yisachalaman, where are you going to have to say that Shechupasa, if she's freed, V'chazav and Iskachan, if after she was freed there was a new Kiddushin mater, then the guy who sleeps with her would be put to death. So Hachanami said, here too, when it talks about a half-slave, half, if you say it's a half-slave, half-freed woman, shechupasha v'chazav niskacha, if she gets freed and then she gets mikudeshes again, then he would be put to death for sleeping, then the guy who is nizana with her, would be put to death for sleeping with her. Amar Rav Huna bar Katina, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Huna bar Katina said the name of Rav Yitzchak. Ma'aseh b'yisha achas, there was a story with a woman, shechatzya shivcha v'chatzya baschorin. She was a half slave, half freed. The kafuas rabba, so like the Mishnah, they forced her master, Fasa Baschor, and they made her fully freed. Kiman, who are they following? Now, our Mishnah was talking about a half slave, a male. This is a woman who is a half slave, half freed. So, who are they following? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. They're following the view of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So Amar, who said, Al Shneemu Omer, that the obligation of Pru Revu is not just on the man, it's on the woman too. And for both male and female, Hashem said, God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and to fill the earth. Therefore, she had a mitzvah because she was a half slave. She was unable to fulfill her mitzvah. So he forced her master to enable her to fulfill the mitzvah. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, lo, it wasn't based on the fact that she was obligated to Pru Revu. The problem was that since she was a half-slave, minag hefker naguba, people were treating her as if she was a zona, and she was sleeping around, and she was causing sins, and therefore, they made the master free her. Let's just begin the next Mishnah. Hamocher avdo lovde kochavim. Remember, a slave is obligated in certain mitzvos.
So if master who sells the slave to non-Jews is causing that slave not to fulfill the mitzvos, because now the non-Jewish master is not going to let him do mitzvos. So we're very upset. We're upset at the master for doing it. We're upset at the non-Jew for buying him. And therefore, we punish them. Ola chutzlar, it's the same would be if a person has a slave and he sells him to a master outside of the land of Israel. Again, now you're making him do less mitzvos. So yatza ben chorin, we're going to make him free. We're going to say that because of this, he is free. We fine them for doing it, and they lose the money that they tried to gain by doing. Oh, okay, great. All right, so let's go to 620. Great. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, we were taught in a Braisa. Hamocher avdol ovdei kochavim yatza lecheiros. If I have a slave and I sell him to a non-Jew, so I get punished for selling him. The non-Jew gets punished for buying him. He goes free, okay? Bezdin makes him free. But still his personal status is that of a slave. V'tzaruch get shichur me'rabo rishon. The original owner, the Jewish owner, has to give him a shtar shichur in order to make him a full-fledged Jew to enable him to marry a Jewish woman. When is that so? Shelo kasav alav ono, that he didn't write a sort of a pre-shtar shichur. However, avol kasav alav ono zeu shichur. If he wrote a pre-shtar shichur, that would be the shtar shichur. What would be the pre-shtar shichur? My ono, amr of sheishas. The kasav le, he could write the following. Hachi, l'kishetivrach mimenu, when you run away from this non-Jew who I'm selling you to, I'm no longer going to enslave you. You're free from me. So by doing that, that's already the pre-freeing. And then when Bezdin takes him away from the non-Jew who purchased him, because Bezdin says, hey, you non-Jew, you're taking a Jew away from mitzvos. You're taking a partial Jew away from mitzvos. We're taking him away. He goes fully free. Next, Braisa. Taner Rabbanu lived in a Braisa. Lava alav min ovid kochavim. If a person borrows from a non-Jew, he borrows money from a non-Jew with the slave being the guarantor, saying that if I don't pay back the loan, you take the slave. So, kevan sha'asa lo oved kochavim nimuso. Once the non-Jew, you know, takes ownership of the slave to pay off the debt, Yatza lecheiros. That would already be the category of the Mishnah, that a non-Jew is taking a Jewish slave. We take him away from the non-Jew, and the Jewish slave is going to go free. Ma'ani Musa, what does it mean? He's going to do something to show that he belongs to him. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Nashki, if he puts on him the seal. If he puts on him the seal,
the collar.
At that point, then already he goes, that's already considered having sold him, and then Bezdin comes in and takes him away from who he was sold to. Okay, we'll stop here.
Enjoy your vacation.